Everybody agreed with the decision to start Mike Smith. Why were you so confident that he was going to come out and do what he did tonight?
Because I believe in him. I believe in both of our guys. He didn't play very well the other night. He was anxious to get back in, and Koski's played a lot of hockey here, so we've got to get both guys up and going.
What did you see in this game? It was hard to get a decent flow going with a million penalties all over the place. What did you like and maybe dislike about
it? It was a choppy, mixed-up game. We'll just take the 2 points and move on.
Mark Spector, Sportsnet.
Hey, Dave. Connor McDavid gets 500 points, and I think he called it a nice little milestone at age 24.
Yeah.
Does that tell you that he's got a pretty good chance to get to 1,000 one day?
Well, what it says to me is there's been quite a few players that get to 500, but to do it as fast as he's done it and in the company that he's done it with is pretty remarkable. It just shows what a talent he is, and it's I know he doesn't look at those accomplishments or look at milestones like that very much, but I think probably later on in life he'll look back and be very proud of some of those milestones he's put forth. And I know he still wants the team milestone ahead of the individual milestone, so that's what he's striving for.
We watched in Edmonton Wayne Gretzky, and I'll be honest, a lot of people in this town, kind of the milestones passed and they just kept coming and they were a blur.
Yeah.
As a guy that's been around the game a long time, you're coaching one of the great guys here.
Yeah.
And you're watching it from a front row seat. Do you ever step back and say, wow.
You know what? Spec, I've been doing these different kind of stats and stuff for a long time. And, there's a lot of scoring chances, some different stuff that goes into it. And I've had, I've been fortunate to have some good teams. In Dallas, we have Modano and Guerin and Arnott and Turgeon and, some real good players, and I've never seen anything like it in the stats that I keep. Not even close.
Jason Greger, TSN 1260.
Further to that, Dave, because he's so dominant in those stats, how do you factor in his presence with other guys on the ice when you're compiling your own stats? Do you get graded on a curve?
Well, there's a lot of different things that go in. Minutes played, what you're dealing with, even strength, power play, penalty kill. There's a lot of different factors that come into it. But it is interesting how the players that play with him end up, they seem like they do a little better.
Now, Dave, you've talked before about how your team's got to overcome adversity. You're up 2-0. You really kind of have that game in control. And Darnell Nurse gets penalties back-to-back, high-sticking calls, and neither time did he make contact with his stick. And obviously you guys were frustrated, but your team didn't, they scored that late power play goal, but it didn't deflate your team. Can you talk about, maybe overcoming adversity when things don't go your way and the importance of that?
Well, the adversity, you can deal with calls, but then there's calls that you feel are not the right call, so you'd... There's a frustration that goes into that, and you have to find a way to get over it. I thought our power play, the power play goal was a big goal for us to get ourselves, we kind of righted, because it was just a choppy game because so many penalties, and then there's not a lot of flow in it. But the Draisaitl's second goal, the power play goal, was a big goal for us. So you try to just muscle your way through. You're dealing with penalties, and there's guys when there's so many power plays and penalty kills, there's guys that don't play a lot on either, and they get taken out of the game, and it leads to a choppy game. So not a lot of flow in the game. Just the penalties really, I thought the penalties really disrupted the game for both teams, and we found a way to win. We'll take the 2 points and move on.
Derek Van Dees, Post Media.
Hey, Dave, the Jets didn't seem to get as many good looks in this game as they did the other night. What did you guys do differently defensively, or was it just a matter of just battling harder in front of the net?
Well, we were better in front of the net. I think we gave up too many pucks at our net, but a lot of them on the power play, and that's you know, there's momentum swings like that. But we need to be harder in front of our net. There's some goals that are going in that we're in the right position, but we're there, but we're not there, and that's where there just has to be a little more physical element to compete in front of our net, and I think we'll take some goals against away.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. Jeremy Carson Smith, Canadian Press.
We've talked a lot about a big milestone for McDavid tonight, but a big milestone for you as well with your 600th win. How does that feel?
Well, it's nice to have that milestone, I guess. I've been around a long time and fortunate to have very good players that, you know, I always said what makes a coach stay a long time is good players, and I've been fortunate to have good players. So it's nice to get 600 under your belt. Hopefully I can keep moving forward.
Thank you.
Final question, Tony Brar, Oilers TV.
Just to piggyback on that, Dave, firstly, congratulations. Second, when you reflect back as you mentioned, a long time spent in coaching, what's one thing that you never want to take for granted when you are a head coach?
Well, you got to enjoy it. You know, it can be a tough job on a lot of days, and there's a lot of, you know, there's when you've been a player, you get in. There's tough decisions that have to be made. You know, between ice time and guys sent up and down to the minors, and who's healthy scratch or not, and you know, there's a lot of those situations that you go through as a coach that I feel for the players because I've been in their shoes. But that being said, I enjoy the players. I enjoy the camaraderie with the team. I enjoy, obviously, the preparation and the ability to try to win. So it's, I don't know, it's just I've been around it so long. There's a competitiveness that's in you that really, when you get to the rink on game night, it's fun, you know, whether you're playing or coaching, you look forward to it. I think that's why right now the games are intense, but the game really misses the fans right now. You know, you can tell the players miss the fans. I miss the fans. I thought the fans would have been great tonight because there's probably some of those calls they would have really not liked. So there's a lot of emotion in the game that's missing from the fans' point of view. But ultimately, it's a great game, and I'm fortunate to be a part of it.
Thanks, Dave. Congrats again.
Thank you.